So I have one burning question. Your newest album is called Stuck in New Zealand. Is that pure coincidence, or did you actually feel stuck in New Zealand?
Excellent question. We actually did feel a bit stuck in New Zealand. It's a weird vibe. Like I don't know where you're from, but like for us being from New Zealand, it's like you're super isolated. So you're in this like weird tiny island in the kind of in the middle of nowhere. So you can't get anywhere quick. But at the same time, it's like an awesome place to live. It's like this kind of, you know, like Lord of the Rings style, beautiful scenery. The bands are really cool. You can like practice in your living room because people live in houses and it's way less crowded, and it's kind of, so it's got like a utopia element like that. But at the same, so at the same time, you, when you start feeling a bit stuck, like isolated, like you're kind of trapped there in a certain way, you feel like you're just real ungrateful about it. You know, you're like, ugh, stuck here in this awesome place that totally rules.
So basically you were looking for more possibilities and more options.
Yeah, fully. It's basically taking it for granted that you live in a really nice place, right? But we decided to come over to London to expand our horizons, so to speak. Have a few more opportunities and all that.
And why London?
Because we could. It's hard to go to America.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think one of the things that that you guys, like, who have access to the EU, not for long, who have access to the EU and everything, don't sort of, like, haven't had to experience as much as, like, it's like for us being from New Zealand, it's kind of like the amount of places you can move to is really limited. So it's like Australia or the UK, really. Mm. And even the UK is kind of difficult. So, but I mean, we love heaps of British music, so it's like it's a natural place for us to come, and like, you know, like we're huge fans of like the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and then all the way through to Blur and Oasis, and then we stopped, and then in the mid-90s we just stopped listening to we stopped.
Do you get your inspiration from any British artists or bands?
Well, I mean, I guess like the Beatles are a really big one for us, obviously. Don't know why that would be obvious. I guess because there's like four of us and we're all friends from a small place, which is kind of like the Beatles blueprint, except for like not being mobbed by heaps of people on the streets.
Also, we all really like the Gorillaz. Another really, that's one of the modern like British bands. Well, I don't know if that counts. Anyway, but you know, one of the like more recent ones, I reckon they're like one of the best bands in the world. It's so kind of weird that Britain, you know, has so much awesome music, considering that how small their population is compared to somewhere like America or I don't know, like other countries that are massive. So like I guess this like kind of relate in that way of being from a small place and being awesome.
Right. And I mean, people here are pretty enthusiastic about music and artists.
Exactly, and it's really cool here. One of the coolest things about Britain, I reckon, is that like indie music and like kind of stranger alternative kind of homemade stuff has a bit way bigger audience, like compared to New Zealand at least. Like a kind of indie rock band can be successful here. It's quite different to New Zealand like that, so it's cool. People got good taste, you know.
All right. Speaking of the Stuck in New Zealand CD, if I'm not mistaken, you did promote that on Facebook with your trousers down, and you're also kind of infamous for controversial lyrics singing about sex workers or Christmas suicide. To what degree do you think you're a family-friendly band?
Well, I reckon that our main recent rub has been with this Southern American Christian family called the Eversons, who are like, wouldn't give us the Eversons.com because those guys So I don't really know what it is about us that everyone off, but apparently, you know, there's something there.
I think that expletive laden rant just explains how family friendly we are, really. we don't really try to like push people's buttons or anything, but we just write about whatever kind of comes into our crazy ideas and stuff. And so, you know, sometimes you're not going to please everyone if you just kind of do whatever you want without a filter, and that's what we try and do.
All right, so I thought about how to label you guys, and I usually don't like labeling people before I get to meet them. So what label or labels would you put on your band, if you could?
I guess we're sort of like nerd rock and roll or something. Do you guys reckon, like, because we're nerds, but we're also, because we're like music nerds, you know, we're like every single, like, Yeah, or like decade of music, like we have like an intense knowledge of, because we've spent, I mean, we've been a band for 5 years and we've basically spent like a lot, almost sort of like every second weekend of those 5 years, like trapped together in a car driving somewhere for a show. So like we've gone so far down the rabbit hole of like nerding out on like rock music, but at the same time we've lived this sort of like this life of like out, when we're not like at home in our comfortable houses, like, you know, like sleeping on couches or like or sleeping on the floor or whatever. So it's like we spend all this time like driving around like nerding out on music and then sleeping or like partying or whatever in like super rough conditions. And so yeah, I guess rock and roll nerds is how I'd put it. You got something to say?
I think all of us would probably say that we like a good song, not really like a genre as such. I mean, if it's a good song, all of us would probably like it. We all like kind of hip hop and pop as well as kind of rocky stuff. Yeah, so I think we've got a wide taste. So that's reflected on our kind of our back catalogue is quite varied, I think. So it's kind of hard to, I mean, our live show is definitely a rock and roll show. Stuck in New Zealand is an album. I don't know how to define it. It's a genre. It's a good time. That's what it is.
I think that the one other thing that I would say is like a quite a clear label for us is just DIY. Like we make everything ourselves. Tim records all of our records, who was just speaking before. Like we all write it, we play it. Blair's made some music videos for us and stuff. So it's all pretty much done in-house. And so DIY is a pretty good label too.
Didn't you win like an award for one of your music videos? I think it was Emily.
Yeah, that's right. I can't remember what the name of the award was, but yeah.
It was for Show Me Shorts, like a festival, a New Zealand short film festival, and so that won like best music video of that. And that one was actually, that video was directed by these two guys who do this directing duo called Thunderlips. They're like two of the best directors in New Zealand, and they also did all the artwork for our album cover, Stuck in New Zealand. Well, they actually in collaboration with another friend of ours, Hadley Donaldson, but they took the photos and sort of did all the art direction for that, and sort of had the idea for the actual image itself, which is sort of like a stylized version of us in like a giant bedroom, like all getting up to kind of like antics that are like quite like extreme versions of our personality, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like Blair's getting choked out by like a sweet dominatrix in like leather, yeah. pleather. Let's say pleather.
It's in a bedroom because that's kind of pretty much how we made the record, in various bedrooms for the most part.
Your bedroom.
My bedroom mainly. Occasionally a bit of yours, Mark. But yeah, so we kind of wanted to portray that on the front image because it's how we made it.
And females were involved?
Yes. Yes. Yes, actually, yes. Yes. Yes, Chelsea. Played some piano.
You're really, really selling that female involvement there, too. our friend Princess Chelsea, she's awesome. If you look her up online, she's part of our record label in Little Chief Records in New Zealand, and it's all like DIY bands who all do kind of quite hi-fi and like ambitious stuff, which is really cool. And she's one of those guys, and she's made a whole bunch of cool, really cool videos. She plays piano on one of the songs, and she's been involved. She's been really encouraging. So this, you know, there's a bit of a female touch, you know, considering it's four dudes in the band.
Yeah. It's all about harmony and...
Exactly, and balance.
And balance, right. Mm. So what about... So this is your New Zealand label, and there's also Japanese label, right? This Time Records?
Yeah, that's right, yeah, yeah.
Do you have a huge fan base in Japan?
Well, actually, we were really surprised by our fan base in Japan because This Time Records got in touch with us just online, just out of the blue, and a few years ago, and they wanted to release our album, and they did it. Like, we never met them, and we sent these kind of cryptic emails back and forth with this dude that doesn't really speak that much English. It's kind of a Japanese thing that you don't speak that much English.
Yeah.
And then he invited us over to do a tour, and we went over there kind of not knowing what to expect. Like, he wouldn't even... we didn't even know when we were going to fly over until, like, just, like, a few weeks before and stuff. So it was all, like, real, like, just put... It seemed kind of just smashed together, like, kind of put together. And then we went there, and the shows were actually really big, and heaps of people knew our songs, and people were, like, singing along and stuff. And a weird thing about Japanese shows, or at least the ones we played, was that they're at these... the places sell alcohol and stuff, but the bars are this small thing and most people aren't drinking or anything. It's like this quite like sober thing. It's like a cultural thing, I guess. And like, and people, so you almost feel like, you feel like when people are like cheering in Japan, they're actually going way crazier than like, you know, like a cynical crowd from maybe like London or even Auckland in New Zealand or something, who'd be more like folding their arms a bit more and stuff. This guy's going crazy and they're just like sober as. Like it's like for us, from our experience playing shows, it's like bizarre. And there were like tons of people. We were like shocked. So like, as far as we know, I think we're huge in Japan.
But you guys don't speak Japanese, do you?
Not fluently, but we've done a whole EP in Japanese, actually.
Right.
But we've had our friend help us translate, and we've also done a few versions of our English normal, like English language songs in Japanese, and we've used like Google Translate for one of them.
They work out.
Yeah. Well, to me, it sounds like Japanese, I guess. Yeah, but no, apparently not. But yeah, so we've upgraded. We've got our own like person on the inside and stuff. Yeah. So you know, it's
a nice
whole
try.
Thing.
Yeah. So you guys are definitely not afraid of the unknown.
Well, Japanese doesn't feel that unknown to me. I don't know. Like New Zealand, it's funny being in New Zealand. Like we're really close to Asia, and like the. Like, Asian culture has a different impact on New Zealand culture, I think, than in Britain, maybe, just because it's just a total clusterfuck over here.
Yeah, and I think with the Japanese thing, it's kind of similar. It's similar to New Zealand in that we're, like, outward-looking people, you know? Like, we sort of are interpreting all these other cultures, like US pop culture and UK pop culture, as outsiders, whereas, like, UK and US sort of... based people, for the most part, I think, are like projecting themselves and sort of like more inward looking. So it means there's like a kind of, despite like all the cultural differences that we have, it's there's still quite a big similarity. It means we get along.